Recorded live at 4ZZZ Studios Brisbane on 102.1 FM and broadcast across Australia on the Community Radio Network.
You're listening to Zed Games. With 10 years experience and over 500 episodes, Zed Games brings you the best in gaming news, reviews, community and culture. Want to reach out? Message us on Facebook at ZEVGamesAU.
You're listening to Zed Games. My name is Evie, and I'm here with...
Ronnie.
And Zara.
Woo! Party up in the 4ZZZ Studios. Yeah.
So, Evie, you're here.
Yes, Evie's alive.
Evie's here, in the seat.
I am?
Are
okay.
You alive?
Are you in the seat?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I'm not levitating. I'm in the seat.
Are you? I can't see the desk. Yeah, isn't
everyone's right. Shuffling around to try and see if I've... there is a seat. Okay.
Are you sure?
All right.
Yeah. I didn't see it. I don't... Nope.
It might not be a seat. It could be an illusion.
I'm giving the sigh of, really, guys?
Everything
this
is
how
illusion.
We're starting the show today?
Yes.
Okay. All right. How have you guys been? Any games been playing?
Yes. You'll hear more about that later.
Okay, cool. All right. What about you, Zara? What have you been playing?
I've been playing Ratchet and Clank lately.
Oh, yes.
Just because I want to be on... I just want to relive those years. But also, Mo Astray, that I'm reviewing next week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you can hear more about that next week.
Yeah, that's right. Next week, people. Next week.
Next week.
Next week.
Yeah, today's
next
a write-off.
No. Yeah, next week I'm disappearing into the void.
Oh, yeah, you go back to the study mode.
Oh. Yeah.
We've been lucky to have you 3 weeks in a row.
I know. I really do have to apologize to my program coordinator, though. I mean, this week is mid-semester break, but, yeah.
That's
after
right.
This, it's crunch time.
There's also a lot of students roaming around.
Yeah.
Unmasked.
Oh, I see yeah, them all like, the kids running around.
I see them, like,
because it's school holidays.
Hanging out, you know?
Loitering.
Yeah, the loitering.
That's the word.
In front of, like, shop entrances.
Yeah, no, like every time I go to get bubble tea, because I'm a bubble tea fiend, obviously.
Yeah.
There's always, like, a group of 2 to 6
teens.
Teenagers.
Or tweens.
That come up right behind me, and I'm like, excuse me. Can you please give me 1.5 meters? Except I never say that because I don't want to be
I
that person.
I thought you were going to say 1.5 liters of bubble tea. Like, I don't know why
that
I went.
Too.
Give 1. Me 1.5 meters distance or 1.5 liters of bubble tea.
Pick one.
You get a choice.
I mean, I'm always wearing my mask because yeah. Obviously if I get COVID, I will die.
Yeah, same.
Okay. But, you know, I'm just kind of sitting there. I'm like, children, go back to school, please.
Oh my
it's
god.
It's all right. They're another week out.
Are we getting old?
Yes.
We're complaining about children, so I'd say
oh,
so.
Oh no. Oh
and this
no.
Is, and this is a show about video games. And which tonight, speaking of video games that I just mentioned is my own segue.
good job.
There'll be the week in gaming news presented by the lovely voice of Paul. After that, I will be talking about Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 remake. Hell yeah. That's going to be awesome. And after that, Rani, our beloved Rani, will be talking about a game titled...
No Straight Roads.
No Straight Roads. Just like everyone in this studio tonight. No one's straight on the road here.
No.
Okay, we're all gaily forward. Anyway, without further ado, let's listen to the Week in Gaming News.
This Week in Gaming News... The Tokyo Game Show went online this year, running from the 24th until the 27th of September, and featured a wide line of presenters including Microsoft, Square Enix, Sega, Capcom, Level 5, Konami, Koei Tecmo Games, and Bandai Namco, just to name a few. We were shown two new Monster Hunter games for the Switch, Monster Hunter Rise and Monster Hunter Stories 2, a new Ni No Kuni spin-off called Crosswinds, and Dynasty Warriors 9. Along with the new titles, there were details for Hyrule Warriors, The Age of Calamity, Resident Evil 8, Nier Replicant version 1.22474487139, Microsoft Flight Simulator, and Scarlet Nexus for some highlights. There was also a reveal of the new animated Resident Evil show on Netflix. Resident Evil Infinite Darkness will be released next year. As well as game announcements and updates, TGS featured the Japan Game Awards, a small panel of notable industry figures, including Hideki Kamiya, Masahiro Sakurai, Hidetake Miyazaki, and Yoko Taro, were charged with selecting the winner for the Game Designers Award. This year, going to indie puzzle game Bubba Is You. The big award of the show, the Grand Award, went to Animal Crossing New Horizons. For a full list of winners, check out the Zed Games Facebook page. The Australian Game Developer Awards are scheduled for next week, October 7th, and will be hosted by comedian, musician, gamer, Jordan Raskopoulos. You can watch the awards on the Interactive Games and Entertainment Association's Twitch channel at 7 p.m, right after Zed Games. For details on the event, and all the nominees, check out the Zed Games Facebook page. Farmville, the iconic online game, is finally switching off the servers after 11 years. The developer Zynga stated that due to the game using Flash, Facebook and browsers would not support the game after this year as Adobe pulls support for the technology. We're aware that many of you have been with us since the very beginning, helping us to build an incredible global community of players over the years who have enjoyed this game just as much as we have. For that, we say thank you. If you absolutely can't live without Farmville, you can always try Farmville 2 Tropic Escape, Farmville 2 Country Escape, or the upcoming Farmville 3. Amazon has announced that it will be joining Google Stadia and Microsoft xCloud by launching its own game streaming service named Luna. For a monthly fee, users will be able to stream on two devices at once, including PC, Mac, Amazon Fire TV, and iOS. There are currently no announced plans to launch the service in Australia, but those wanting to try cloud-based streaming may not have to wait long. It seems Microsoft could be the first to make the move in Oz. Responding on Twitter to a question regarding xCloud's availability in Australia, head of Xbox Phil Spencer had this to say. Should be in early 2021. We are doing internal testing with our local Australia teams now. Those upgraded intertubes help a ton. That's all this week in gaming news.
Thank you, Paul. What? Farmville?
I'm sad.
Actually very devastated.
I mean, I haven't played it in years, but
it's been in my thoughts, you know?
My soul is crushed. Yeah, every so often I think about Farmville and I remember the better days.
Yeah. Like, there's a corner of my heart that I didn't even know was there that was apparently dedicated to Farmville because it broke. It's hurting right now.
All the stay-at-home mums that used to play. That's all I'm thinking about.
This is just...
It was a big mum game!
Yeah!
Back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, not trying to, you know, gender stereotype video games or anything, but I do remember it being quite popular with mums.
Well, I mean, it's like all those quizzes now on Facebook, you know, where you see like your mum sharing them sort of thing.
It's like your third aunt or something that you've only met like twice. She's like, hey, what stripper name are you? I don't know.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, that was what Facebook games were.
Recently, I did a quiz to figure out what kind of crab I was. I was very happy.
Love it.
Yeah, I was a blue crab.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Better than a pink crab. I don't know.
I would have loved to be a pink crab, but I decided I was a blue one.
Well, you've come out ahead. Blue ones are good. You can blend in with the sky and the water quite nicely.
That's true.
Yeah, camouflage. Speaking of interesting things in news and other news things that aren't crabs, Amazon.
I too like to play Monopoly.
Wow.
That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know what to say because there's like pretty much three companies that own everything in games now.
Yeah.
Right? Which is Microsoft, Google, and Amazon, which Paul conveniently mentioned all in one sentence. So I guess with cloud gaming, which is different from video game streaming, I got confused when I first read the news. I was like, what? Amazon owned Twitch. No, this is about actually streaming video games. Now, I don't know why Australia gets so excited about cloud gaming, because I just feel like this is something that's not going to happen for probably another 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
That's literally how my brain is, because there is no consistent internet.
I just think about my online experience and like the connectivity issues.
Yeah, no.
I don't predict a fun time for a while.
Yeah, neither.
Amazon. Supposedly they're working on the NBN. There was something announced like the other week, but I don't know. It just doesn't, like, I can't afford to spend that kind of money on my internet to get still unreliable internet.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know. I get really defeated when it comes to things to do with, like, steady internet connection and video games, because it's like, the industry heavily depends on internet connection to have any online sort of experience that is, like, positive, that doesn't involve a serious amount of lag or just complete disconnection or not being able to find a server at all. And for someone like me, I play a lot of online games, so having a steady connection is important. But you need twice that steady connection to sustain a cloud gaming experience, because you're not essentially downloading the game onto, like, your PlayStation or PC or something. You're streaming it immediately without having to download anything. So it needs to be consistent. And like, I'll talk about Tony Hawk later, but I had to download that and install it onto my PlayStation before I could play it, and that took 2.5 hours.
It took a long time.
Because it's like 30 gig.
I went out and came back, and it was still going.
Yeah. It took like 3 hours. It's 30 gigs. And I just thought, one day we'll have cloud gaming, but it's probably not going to be for a while. So thank you for trying to give us some hope there, Paul, in the news, but I'm doubtful. Actually, in some more exciting news, though, the developers for Damsel, Screwtape Studios, have announced that this October, Damsel will come out on PlayStation 4. So if you're looking to get an experience there with Damsel, it comes out on the 1st of October, which is tomorrow.
Whoop, whoop. Oh my God.
Just in time for Halloween. So, if you don't know, Damsel is actually developed here in Brisbane. So support your local devs and get Damsel for PlayStation 4.
We love our local devs.
Yes, we do. Big fans.
Is it already October?
I know. What? How that happened?
Yeah,
where'd it go?
Away.
What did I do this year? Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
You survived.
I did survive. I am alive. I am well.
But more games.
More
that
games.
Interesting. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2. Yeah, so that's what I'm going to be talking about now. For those of you who may have played Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 or 2 when you were younger, I'll just start off by saying, if you haven't purchased this game, purchase the game.
Do it.
It's fantastic. It is awesome. I'll start by giving some details on it. So let's go. So, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 Remake is developed by Vicarious Visions and published by Activision. The music is actually a collection of different artists, so various artists, and the platforms. So the original Pro Skater 1 and 2 was on PlayStation, Nintendo 64, Game Boy Advance, Xbox, Microsoft Windows, Dreamcast, Game Boy, Classic Mac OS, and iOS. The remake that's just recently come out on the 4th of September is PS4. Microsoft Windows and Xbox One only. So it originally was released on the 19th of September 2000.
I was two.
You were two?
You were two?
Okay, get out. No, that makes it 20 years, which make you 22. There we go. I can math. Wow, look at that.
Good job.
The remake came out on the 4th of September, which is my birthday, and was a birthday present to myself, so woohoo! The genre of this game is it's a skateboarding simulator, or sports genre, essentially. So Tony Hawk Pro Skater is rated one of the best video games of all time, and not just in sporting games category, but actually of all time. For those of you who haven't heard of this epic game, it's essentially a skateboarding video game where you get to pump out cool tricks on a variety of different maps, from local skate parks to massive ramps and stadiums. You play as the all-famous Tony Hawk himself, and as you progress in skill, you are able to unlock more skateboarding legends, as well as heaps of other sick things like skateboarding decks, gear, clothing, and accessories. Most of these unlockable items are from the original game. However, there is a bunch more added, including, appropriately, a disposable face mask. Essentially, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 Remake is exactly the same as the original, but with a whole new glossy look, and it includes incredible attention to detail when it comes to the maps. Everything is lovingly touched by the designers, and visually, the game definitely doesn't sell itself short. The characters, the animations, even the cosmetics look fully sick. Yeah, there was a hand gesture there. From a gameplay perspective, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 Remake gives you the power to toggle off the original controls if you're a purist, as well as the ability to toggle off a bunch of other features, including the music, which is silly and you just shouldn't. Don't do that, but we'll get there and I'll explain. This game has definitely come a long way since my button-smashing days of my childhood, when I was grateful for anything to happen when I got some air off a ramp. However, the new default settings of the controls, coupled with the not-too-hand-holdy tutorials, do a fantastic job of letting you take everything at your own pace. For those of you who played the original Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2, the remake is structured in very much the same way, which is where you take tours that you play through a whole different bunch of levels on each of those tours. The aim is obviously to get high scores, collect points, and perform cool stunts. You can also jump back and forth between games 1 and 2 with ease if you don't want to do anything in any particular order. Something new that's interesting is that there's an online multiplayer mode where you can play ranked or free skate modes, and you can also earn a bunch of cash that way, which you can put towards buying some new cosmetics. Mind you, I haven't actually played the online mode yet. There's also this awesome feature called Creator Park mode, which, yeah, you guessed it, you can build your very own skate park and then share those parks online. It's a great way to explore the possibilities of Tony Hawk Pro Skater, especially if you're into world creation. As much as there is in this awesome remake, I spent most of my time trying to remember how to do combos and figuring out where the magical S-K-A-T-E letters are that surround the streets of New York City and San Francisco. Now, to the music. Well, where do I begin? There isn't any singular artist that designed the music for Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2, but a series of bands and artists that make up the playlist consisting of mid to late 90s garage rock and punk bands. So if you love that kind of genre from the 90s, you're definitely going to love Tony Hawk Pro Skater's playlist. The remake has all 22 of the original artists featured, plus an extra 37 new additions to the mix. You may recognize some of them, such as Machine Gun Kelly and Ruff Francis. Some of the oldies include Anthrax and Rage Against the Machine. All this music, coupled with the sounds of skateboards on bitumen and rails, makes for an epic afternoon session on the PlayStation 4. If you'd like to have a full list of all the artists from the remake, then I will post a link on the Zed Games Facebook page at ZEDGamesAU. I'd like to mention that I'm someone who's only played the original Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2. I haven't played 3, 4, or 5, or any of the other 20-something Tony Hawk games, so I can't comment on the progression Activision has had with this series. My understanding is, however, that things have been rolling downhill for a while, pun intended. If you'd like a bit of history on that, there will be a link in the Zed Games Facebook page from Kotaku about the Tony Hawk series ranking the games from best to worst, so you can take a look at that at ZEDGamesAU as well. With that being said, this remake has put Activision back on the top of its game, also pun intended. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 remake feels literally like playing the original game for the first time. I am overwhelmed by the stunning visuals, totally transported back to the 90s with the Vandals and Dub Pistols, and not to mention the heaps of fun I had button smashing my PlayStation 4 controller and hoping something cool would happen. If you're a Tony Hawk Pro Skater fanatic or a newbie, honestly, this is a game you will not regret purchasing. Yeah.
So, Evie, you never played Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3?
No, I did not.
Which is ranked the best.
That one's ranked the best.
Article. That is the Tony Hawk game that I played a lot as a kid. But of course I loved it. And the great thing about the Tony Hawk games is that it's the music. And it was that it gave such a big platform to that kind of music.
Because yes, it did.
Like,
it's huge.
It just made kids realize that, oh, there are other people out there that like what I like. So if you were sort of at school and nobody listened to what you listened to, you knew that there had to have been enough people that loved it for it to be in a video game that big. And yes. Also Tony Hawk liked it.
It also sort of like showcased a bit of like that grunge kind of street loitering culture.
Yeah.
And not in like a bad way, just in like, I guess for the 90s for me growing up as a kid, hanging out in the streets and it's a hot, sweaty day and you go down to the bowl, like your local skate park bowl, and you know, someone would have like a terrible boombox playing usually like garage punk or something.
Yeah.
And it's sort of, it is quite a nostalgic game for that reason, because I do actually associate it with the real life experience that I had when I was a kid. Also Billy Talent, like I learnt about the band Billy Talent, which are a Canadian punk rock band, from Burnout Revenge, but they're also in Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2. And that's actually how I got into a lot of that genre of music, was from them too. So
Tony Hawk definitely introduced me to that genre. Like, those games are the reason that I grew up listening to those things and really liked those things. I mean, my parents had a hand in it as well. But
my parents play music too, I suppose.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater is definitely like a really big sort of defining moment. And you'll find that a lot of people have that same sort of, or a similar sort of story when it comes to that. I have been playing it as well, because obviously I was like, oh yes, nostalgia.
Yeah, it's great.
Because I would have played 1 and 2 as well as 3, because they were there and lying around and stuff. But yeah, I definitely, I would love to see if they remake 3, I will be all over that straight away.
There's quite a big history with all the Tony Hawk series of games. Like, there is actually something like 18 or 20 games. I don't even know. And some of them have already been, like, remakes of the earlier games.
Yeah.
So, and because I haven't, like, avidly followed skateboarding games or the series that Activision has created, sort of published, I only really have the nostalgia for 1 and 2, which is why I got so excited for the remake, because I was 7 or 8 playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2. Poorly, mind you, and I didn't own a PlayStation. My friend up the road owned a PlayStation, so I went and played with him. And so I didn't ever actually get to do the tutorial, because he'd already played the tutorial, so he'd just hand me a controller and go, hey, just, you know, do this, 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 and that's how you do that. And I'm like, cool. And I'd not do it, because I'd be like terrible at it.
We were very much the same.
Yeah.
Go over to your mate's place, and they'd be like, oh, play this. And you're like, okay. And you're just like, and I'm sitting there with my tiny hands, just like, ah. Like, how you got a button mash.
There's a lot of button smashing. But it's worth it when you go, what was that? I don't know what I did, but I got 2,000 points. Yeah. Anyway, I hope people out there on school holidays right now are playing it. It's totally awesome. You're listening to Zed Games, and my name is Evie. And Rani is about to give us a review on No Straight Roads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I reviewed something, actually.
Yeah, I know.
Give us the review, Rani.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, so No Straight Roads, or NSR, as you'll probably find it when you're looking for it on the shelves, is an action-adventure video game developed by Malaysian independent studio Metronomic. The game was published by Sold Out Limited and was initially released on the 25th of August this year, but it was only released mid-September in Australia. So it's still pretty new. You play as an indie rock duo called Bunk Bed Junction. So they have two... They're a duo. There's Mayday, who plays guitar, and there's Zook, who plays the drums. So both characters have their own strengths, with Mayday being your hard hitter and Zook being sort of more focused on those combos, which you build up over time. So if you want to get your power up quickly, you need to use Mayday, but when you have a little more time, build up the combos on Zook and they'll do so much more for you. You can play single player and alternate between the characters, or you can play multiplayer with a friend. I didn't actually get a chance to play it in multiplayer mode, but I imagine it'll be a little bit like how games like Little Big Planet work when you're in multiplayer mode. So Bunk Bed Junction exists in a world dominated by a recording studio called No Straight Roads. This world has no time for rock music and instead insists that EDM is the only true form of music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bold statement.
The map feels very sort of Japanese inspired, with its different regions ranging from outskirts of apartments to electric lights of Electric City. So visually, the game gives off a bit of a vaporwave feel, and while it's not open world per se, there are plenty of little nooks and crannies for you to explore. Some of the cities that you'll travel to are actually named after Japanese cities or Japanese sort of districts. So just keep your eye out for those like little nods to culture there. So the devs cite stories like Steven Universe, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, and Scott Pilgrim as inspiration for the art style and storyline. Throughout the game, you use your rock music to help power up parts of the city that have lost electricity. The more parts of the city you power up, the bigger your fan base grows. The tutorial teaches you how to do combat, and you'll need a little bit of music timing on your side. So it is a music-based game.
So it's rhythm.
Yep.
Okay.
So the enemies attack on the beat, but there is always a little musical motif that will let you know when the beat's coming. So if you can figure that one out, you can get the timing right. Don't get me wrong, though. I struggled with the combat, and I am a musician.
Says the violinist.
So this game is difficult, and the most frustrating part is that if you lose against a boss, you have to go back through the entire boss level. So if you lose at the absolute last minute, and you need either one of your characters to go down for you to lose. So you don't get two chances. Once one of them's down, that's it, game over. You have to go all the way back to the beginning of the boss level.
It's like a permadeath situation. Yep. Almost.
That's pretty brutal.
Mm.
And each of the bosses are like different EDM personalities that NSR like holds. So they're a part of the NSR label. So they all have these different ones. Like, for example, the first boss is very space orientated. So, you know, on his level, you're kind of running away from planets. The second boss is a Vocaloid type character. And so then you're fighting against something that isn't necessarily real. Like,
okay.
And so there are some cute little cutscenes in those fights that really, really help, like, the story. And it just adds to it. Like, the four people behind the robot Vocaloid personality. She's very cutesy. She's a mermaid. She's really popular with the younger audience. But what you're doing is you're hijacking their shows. You're literally going to their shows, you're hijacking them, and you're battling them on stage. And you earn fans when you beat them. And then you get to control that part of the city. So you're kind of like slowly taking over.
It's like a turf war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But through music.
Yeah.
EDM games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was playing it on the Switch. It is available on the Switch, the PC, the PS4, and the Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
And I played it exclusively in docked mode on my TV. So I think it might be a little bit difficult to play handheld because there were points where I was like, I don't know where my character is on the screen because there was so much going on.
No.
And at first I thought it was going to be a bit like a platformer because once you get out of the tutorial, you're on like a 2D platformer. You can only move left or right. But once you get into the city, you get to move around a little bit more.
Okay, so it's sort of, it's not just like a platformer.
No.
Okay. It looks like it's quite visually stunning. Oh, I like
it. It is gorgeous.
Okay, so I'm just watching a video in studio here of like some gameplay footage. So it's kind of like you've got to do like a series of, actually, you know what makes me think of Dance Dance Revolution a little bit.
It's a bit like that. Everything that happens on screen is happening to the music. So, you know, if you have it turned up, you'll be able to see it. But if you don't have that music timing on your side, you can still play it. Because there are visual cues as well.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So there's a parry sort of movement that you can do. You have to get it on the beat. It has to be perfect.
Yeah.
So if you don't have that, if you can't get it on the beat, you can just dodge it and you can still win.
Is there any way that you can, like, are there like levels of difficulty aside from, is it just one way to play? There's no stages.
It's pretty much just one way to play.
Right. Okay. So there's no like easy, normal, hard or anything. Okay. So you're just straight into it.
Yep.
Ride or die.
Pretty much. Mayday is chaotic, I think.
Okay.
Like, I mean, she's called Mayday, I guess, but she just kind of is very aggressive about, like, beating EDM and, like, taking down No Straight Roads, and she was so upset that they wouldn't let them be a part of the record label or whatever, even though they were clearly the best and the fans love them or whatever.
Right. And so it's like a vengeful sort of vendetta.
And her drummer Zook is just kind of like along for the ride.
Right, okay.
I feel like a lot of drummers are kind of like, well, I'm just here.
Yeah.
I'm just here. I'm here to keep tempo.
Keep you focused on the vengefulness. Well, thanks, Ronnie. That's been awesome.
Yeah.
If you'd like to check out more about No Straight Roads, there will be a review posted on the Zed Games Facebook page at ZEDGamesAU. So that should be popping up in the next week or so. keep your eyes peeled. It has come to the end of our time on Zed Games this evening. Rani, Zara, and I have had fun talking about...
Bugsnax.
Sure, Bugsnax. We'll go with Bugsnax. Are you anticipating Bugsnax? Are you excited for that game?
I don't even know if I'm actually going to play it. I just kind of like the song.
It is. It's a really catchy song. Nice work, Kara Kara Benito. I've got to say, I enjoy it.
I feel like I'm going to have to play it now just because of the song.
Yeah, well, Paul is pumped. Paul, I know, it's his most anticipated game of the year. He's so excited.
Bless I Paul. Love Paul's energy.
And it's coming out at the end of the year too.
Yes, it is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
Christmas present to oneself. We'll just all go to Paul's and play it.
And we'll just we play.
I'll watch him play it. I don't want. I have no.
We'll have play. We'll have It's Bugsnax playing on repeat over it all. Bugsnax party.
I'm wincing. No one can see it, but I am. Anyway,
not having a good time right now.
It's been a great show, and I'd like to leave it like that.
Look, that's fair.
Ooh.
That's fair.
All right. Zara, you have some shout-outs, don't you?
Yeah. I would like to do a shout-out to my little sisters, Victoria and Chantel. I love you both.
Yo, Victoria and Chantel, what's up? From Zed Games.
Are they our number one fans? They're our number one they're fans
absolutely,
now.
Yep.
Yeah.
100%. Just, they're plus number one fans.
Oh,
like,
yes.
They're above.
Oh, yes.
Damn.
Platinum.
Insane.
We'll I'm
be
so
like,
excited.
Give them a, you know, the top fan thing on Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Their little badge of honor.
Yeah, that's what we can offer you at Zed Games.
Yeah.
But if it was 4ZZZ, you could subscribe to 4ZZZ.
Yeah, you
do that.
And
that's
you can tell you
can
them that you love our game, our show. Our
yeah,
game,
you do. You can say
show.
That we're the number one show. Support us. Do it. 4ZZZ.org.au. Do it now.
Yeah, that's not just right. That's not just directed at my sisters. That's
directed
everybody.
At everybody.
That is everyone. Anyway, it's the end of the show, but that's it from us here, and goodbye. So, yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Zed Games. If you'd like to listen to more, check out our podcast on Spotify or follow us on social media at ZEDGamesAU. See you next time.